Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio.
Our people
Committee was the choice cap by President Trump to fill the seat left vacant by Antonin Scalia's death over a year ago. President Obama nominated Merrick Garland to replace Scalia nearly a year ago, but Republicans refused to even hold hearings, fearing Garland would tip the ideological balance of the court to the left. One of the most riveting moments in the Gorsuch hearing occurred when Minnesota Senator Al Franken questioned Gorsuch about his ruling in a case involving a truck driver who got fired after he disobeyed a supervisor and abandoned his trailer that he was driving because he was on the verge of freezing to death. The truck driver couldn't drive off with the trailer because the trailer's brakes had frozen. In the case, Judge Gorsuch cast the sole dissent ruling in favor of the trucking company against the trucker. In a moment, we'll hear Franken questioning Judge Gorsuch about the case. But first, let's turn to the truck driver himself, Alphonse Madden, who spoke in Washington, D.C. a few days ago at an event organized by Senate Democrats.
In January of 2009, I was working as a commercial truck driver for Trans Am Trucking Incorporated of Olathe, Kansas. I was hauling a load of meat through the state of Illinois. After stopping to resolve a discrepancy in the location to refuel, the brakes on the trailer froze. I contacted my employer and they arranged for a repair unit to come to my location. I expected that help would arrive within an hour. I woke 3 hours later to discover that I could not feel my feet. My skin was burning and cracking. My speech was slurred, and I was having trouble breathing. The temperature that night was roughly 27 degrees Fahrenheit below zero. The heater in the cabin was not producing heat, and the temperature gauge in the truck was reading minus 7 degrees below zero. After informing my employer of my physical condition, they responded by telling me to simply hang in there. As I sat there physically suffering in the cold, I started having thoughts that I was going to die. My physical condition was fading rapidly. I decided to try to detach the trailer from the truck and drive to safety. When I stepped out of the truck, I was concerned that I may fall because I was on the verge of passing out. I feared that if I fell, I would not have the strength to stand up and would die. I walked to the back of the trailer to place a lock on the cargo doors. The distance that I walked to the back of the trailer seemed like an eternity, as my feet absolutely had no feeling at all. I eventually was able to detach the tractor from the trailer. Before I left, I called my employer to notify them that I had decided to hit shelter, and they ordered me to either drag the trailer or stay put. In my opinion, clearly their cargo was more important than my life. My employer fired me for disobeying their orders. And I'd like to make it clear that although I detached the tractor from the trailer, I returned and I completed my job. And I was still fired. Okay. I disputed my termination from Trans Am Trucking and ultimately won. This was a 7-year battle. 7 different judges heard my case. One of those judges filed against me. That judge was Neil Gorsuch.
That was Alphonse Madden, the trucker, the driver in the case involving Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. At Tuesday's hearing, Senator Al Franken questioned Gorsuch about his dissent in the case.
There are 2 safety issues here. 1, the possibility of freezing to death, or driving with that rig in a very, very very dangerous way. Which would you have chosen? Which would you have done, Judge? Oh, Senator, I don't know what I would have done if I were in his shoes. I don't blame him at all for a moment for doing what he did do. I empathize with him entirely. Okay, we've been talking about this case. Don't you know? You haven't decided what you would have done? You haven't thought about for a second what you would have done in your case?
I thought a lot about this case.
Okay. What would you have done?
I totally empathize.
I'm asking you a question. Please answer questions.
Senator, I don't know. I wasn't in the man's shoes. but I understand
you
why
don't know what you would have done. Okay,
and
I tell you what I would have done. I would have done exactly what he did.
I understand.
I think everybody here would have done exactly what he did. It is absurd to say this company is in its rights to fire him because he made the choice of possibly dying from freezing to death or causing other people to die possibly by driving an unsafe vehicle. That's absurd. Now, I had a career in identifying absurdity. And I know it when I see it. And it makes me, it makes me question your judgment.
That's Senator Frank.
Thank you. bit of rhythm guitar here. Arnie McIntyre guitar.
That was a nice mix by Mark, my friend, Lee Jones. Always tried to go deeper in the musical transition. Marvelous production, fabulous. I might add. Also, I am Diane, the new assistant.
I can't think of nothing.
When we come back, what can be done about the rapid rates of species extinctions?